Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
A very hurried and frantic letter has been sent to the Knights of Carcery, begging for assistance in a place called Fairburn Point. This letter insists that there is a corruption affecting the highest members of society, an inky black evil worshipped at the fringes of where people dare to look. From out of the darkness looms a giant warehouse building. This one's much larger than any of the ones around it. Tania turns to the rest of you and says, the energies are coming from this warehouse.
Before we split up.
Yeah.
All right. Before we come into our plan, we're going to do a very quick roll call.
All right.
Yearning the Los Angeles, that is one.
Pom Penny Farthing, that's number two.
Drifting Snowflake.
Radora. Tania. Gertrude. That's it.
Okay, we are six.
We are six.
Remember, the number is six.
Okay.
If you count more than that, you are going with three, and we are going with the three. Trey.
So, actually, you know what? The NPCs are not going to let you do this. Before you enact your plan, Radora quickly says,
perhaps it would be wise to quickly circle the building and check for scouts.
Yeah, you're doing that. We're going to go on the roof.
All right.
Fine, Adam. We do a boring lap of the warehouse.
All right. You walk around, and sure enough, you spot on all four sides, there are sentries hidden. There were sentries at the front as well. They were just hidden.
Oh. Okay, so if we'd climbed up the roof,
you would have been immediately spotted.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
We're in disguise, though.
Yeah, we're in disguises. I think it would have been
sure.
Okay.
Wouldn't really helped if they shoot on sight, though.
Different plan.
You could try sneaking past them.
We could.
Let's team up and crack that door open. Oh, wait, there's someone at the door.
There's sentries at the door. You see two sentries at the front of the building.
Yeah, okay.
And then, actually, because you do a lap, you spot this as well. So there is a back door as well, just a single door in the back of the building. And you see, they're not even hidden at the back. There's just two sentries, people wearing guard uniforms, standing at the back of the building. And you can see that every now and then someone walks up, they speak with the guards very briefly, and then they are admitted into the building. The door opens, light spills out. You can hear soft murmuring from within. The people go in, the door is closed. Anyone who's let in is wearing these dark, heavy purple cloaks. And you also spot, there's just a myriad of different people are being let in.
Yeah.
And you spot they are wearing a some sort of talisman that they show to the guards when they're speaking to them to be let in.
Because I've got a talisman.
Does it look like that one?
Well, you don't get a look
okay.
at it, unfortunately.
Can I ask our NPCs, do they recognize anybody who's walking? Obviously, this is seemingly official. They're part of the official. Do they recognize anyone in these robes?
It's official.
Radora recognizes most of the people you see go through. She comments, that's Blake the blacksmith. Andoran, the cleric of Penia. And then she just lists a bunch of different people.
Mm-hmm.
Both Tania and Gertrude recognize some people as well, appropriate to their various professions. So sure. Tania might be like, oh, that's this XYZ alchemist I know. Yeah. And Gertrude probably recognizes the cleric.
Can they get in?
Yeah.
Because of their rank?
Well, do you want them to try?
We don't have the right robes or potentially
they would look out of place.
We wasted our disguise. Well, you did disguise.
You did like a Silvery Moon. I could.
Could Silvery Moon get in?
You don't know. You haven't tested. You don't actually. You suspect Silvery Moon is part of this cult, but you don't have any proof he is. Dude. Otherwise, you would have used that.
I say go for it. You've got a beautiful disguise.
Let's go for it. Do I go alone is the question.
Can I ask any NPC to come with.
Yeah, I think you should maybe take one of the NPCs.
Maybe Tanya?
Yeah.
No, I don't think Tanya's part of the cult, though.
Okay. No, but she's good because of her magic stuff. I feel like she's a good choice.
They'll turn her. Yeah, I know. Worth a shot. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
While you're doing that, I'm going to try to get on the roof.
Jeez. Do you need a distraction then to get on the roof?
Might be a bad idea, but also I
feel like a distraction's about to happen.
I'm pretty sneaky anyway.
Have I discovered anything with the stone during this lap?
Oh, you're doing your lap as well. Yeah. Trying to closely inspect the walls. You see highs or lows?
Highs.
Oh, yeah, good one. All right, you see this building's not up to code.
There's a mess. I smell that a mile away.
What cowboy came through and did this slapdash job? You can see the western wall looks like there is one beam. For some reason, there are beams on the outside of this building.
Oh, that's horrendous.
This is not good. There is one beam on the west side of this building that is quite clearly very heavily laden with the weight of the roof.
Okay.
If you were to take this one beam out,
yep,
the entire roof and probably some of the walls would come in.
I got a new idea, boys.
Yeah.
I think we just drop the warehouse on them.
Jesus.
Yeah.
We know something bad. We know something sus is happening in there.
Mm-hmm. You would potentially miss out on some evidence if you did this, or just what's happening.
How many people would you say are roughly in there?
It's impossible to tell. You've seen at least 10 go in.
You're thinking of killing minimum 10 people.
Here's the thing, Sean. Do you want to send a scalpel or do you want to send a sledgehammer?
I'm all for it.
What if we do a bit of both?
Yep.
If I pointed out to you guys, oh, that stone up there, if we pull that out, does Jenga exist? It's like Jenga.
Well, it's called Elf Jenga.
Elf Jenga.
Yes, the elven game of Jenga.
Yes, we've all played some good Elf Jenga from time to time. If we remove that block there, this whole thing's going down. What if that's our fallback, right? These guys go in, they hit a spot of bother. We yell something out, I don't know, something good, a good word that they know, and then they run for the hills and we just drop the load on them.
What languages do you speak again? We have no crossover.
Common and primordial.
What do you speak?
I speak deep speech.
Damn. How long does it take to learn a language?
What, can you do any good, like, animal sounds?
How long does it take to learn a language, you said?
Yeah.
Probably ages. I can.
Can you do, like, just some sort of...
What's a lizard sound? Lizards don't make noise.
Yeah, you know
what? What'd be great, Adam, and you can kill this if you want, but I'd like to justify my ability to make the sound of perfectly crashing waves.
What are you trying to do? What are you trying to achieve? And very quickly, just before you say that, I have a little note for you.
For just me?
Yes. You've spotted something.
Great.
Could we just yell out like evading moonsong? So he knows, oh, that's my peeps, I got to go.
Evading monsoon, yeah.
Evading monsoon, sorry, yeah.
I like that idea. That's a very good idea. I'd like to look in that direction.
Direction of the note?
In the direction
that
of the note.
Passed? Yes, okay.
Can I see anyone?
There's no one there that you can see. No, not like, I know what you're referring to. No, it's not like last time.
Before we continue on this mission, I would just like to do a quick head count. I think this is important that we keep doing it.
I thought we just did the head count.
We need to keep doing it. It's very, very important. Before we continue with operation.
The head count returns with a normal number.
How many is that, Adam? Six?
It's the normal number.
It's not six, is it?
I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying it isn't. I'm telling you it's the normal number of people.
It's probably something like fucking 50 at this point.
I'm going to do a roll call.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I start.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the Los Angeles.
One penny fire thing.
That's
number two.
Sir Silvery Moon.
That's three.
But drifting stuff.
Yeah, that's three.
Redora.
Four.
Gertrude.
Five.
Tanya.
Six. Any others?
That's it.
No other roll call?
No one else.
Does the head count and the roll call match?
Yes. I'm not sure what you're asking, but I think yes.
So there were six people who did the roll call.
Six people said that they were here.
Yes.
six people who correspond with the names that I just that we all just said.
Yes. Does that match the head count we did?
Yes.
That number is the same.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
No people, nameless or otherwise.
I hear.
Yeah. Six bodies, six entities, even, if you will.
Okay, no, that's all right. That's okay. That's okay. I can handle six.
So, yeah, we're sending this fella in. We're sending Drifting Snowflake and Tanya in.
I have to tell you.
You, well, just before you say this, you watch. It happens right before your eyes. A little bit more disappears.
Oh, no.
You watch as it happens.
Do I see anything? It's just gone. Do I see anything do it?
It's just gone.
Do I get the same sensation I feel watching it just go as the way I felt when those 3 years disappeared?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just like gone.
Is all of it gone now?
It's you're watching, it happens again. It's almost accelerated at this point.
If I'm watching Yearning, what do I see on his on his face?
You see terror in Yearning's face. Oh, no. Pass the note.
Oh no.
But now it's more than that.
So I've seen
you're
terror.
Seeing it now. It's happening before your eyes. You're watching it happen.
I pop my arms out.
Uh-huh.
I just tackle you to the ground. That's all. You don't get
you
any explanation. I tackle
Snowflake.
Drifting Snowflake to the ground. What happens?
You tackle Drifting Snowflake to the ground. Both of you hit the ground and you hear like a wet thump and you look and you see that as far as you can tell, it's stopped.
I would like to apologize to you, Drifting. I have your best interests at heart, but I didn't want to alarm you, but I think I have temporarily stopped them. What I am about to tell you is not good news. You do not need to hear it if you do not want to. If you would like to live in ignorance, I can give you the gift of ignorance. If you would like knowledge, I can give you the gift of knowledge, but I will leave that choice up to you.
Do I, Sean Carney, want to know this?
I don't know.
I
think you do.
Go on.
It has taken your tail. Not all of it. There is
there's a stump.
Do yours grow back? Because mine does.
Drifting Snowflake, your tail is down to a nub.
Did you hear any voices, any of the strange things from before?
You strain your ears and you can hear crying.
Is it me crying?
No.
You strain your non-existent
sounds
ears.
Sounds like a child.
Oh, God. I don't know what to do. What am I missing now? Fingers.
Ears.
Ears.
Tail.
Tail.
Tail. I love that tail.
Yeah.
It was me. Can I establish something I have forgotten? Throughout all this, am I feeling this pain or is it?
When you notice it, the pain shoots up your spine.
Yeah, okay.
As soon as you're aware of it, but before then, you don't feel anything.
Yeah.
You hear a voice. The voice is not familiar, but it sounds upper class, someone posh. I offer you the same decision that all adventurers have. A slow death or a quick death? You don't feel like it was directed at you.
Who's directed towards?
You're not sure.
You're just hearing conversations. We haven't heard anything.
So this? Can I ask then, so the things I've heard previously, have they not been directed at me? Have they just been things I'm hearing, like conversations?
It felt directed at you previously.
Yeah,
especially when you could start to see the shadowy figures.
And
it looked like they were saying it to you.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, great. Fucking hell.
Is there something you can think to use that for?
You have the right tool for the job. I think we use that to knock the load-bearing log out of the wall.
A bomb.
I turn to the boys, my comrades. All my life, I have internalized all of the pain that I have. I'm very good at it. Right now, internally... I'm fucking screaming. I want to die.
Would you like to vocalize some of this pain?
Kill me.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But kill them first.
We will stop them from taking more of you, yes?
We have to destroy the building.
We don't go inside?
I think we knock it down.
All right. I'm game.
Yeah.
Oh, also, if you... Like, I think Pom's like, no, if you're going, you're going the right way. You're going with a warrior's death.
I think.
Unless we strap a bomb to me and I go into the building as Sir Silvery Moon.
Oh, okay. I don't mind that. So the bomb that you can detonate at will.
I'm worried about putting you in that room, though. Because it doesn't... They don't care about your disguise, whatever they are, and I think there's more of them in there. I assume it's more Starspawn.
I want to see what... I kind of want to... Damo wants to see what's in there before we blow it up, but...
Yeah, I'm thinking... My suggestion would be is...
Suicide Squad.
Two stealth, get up on the roof or through a door while it's a distraction, suss it out, collect some evidence of some kind, get out, knock the warehouse down.
Okay.
That's my plan. What are we thinking?
I'm game.
This mission, if you choose to accept it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Knock it down.
I choose it.
Yep.
We have come to a conclusion. So we're going to try to stealth... A couple of us are going to try to stealth in. Mm-hmm. A couple of us make a distraction, come out with evidence, knock it all down.
What entrance would you like to take?
Roof.
Roof? Yeah. Okay. So who's doing the distraction?
Can I move the stone part way so that one, it's more ready, but they'll notice like a rumbling? Like that's a pretty fucking good
distraction.
It'll
be difficult to do that without being spotted, so that might end up being the distraction.
Let's do it. With the IMF, baby. Who's you're coming with me for stealth, or do you want to not come in?
I'm also getting angry, and I wouldn't mind killing the sentries.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll help the screaming, the internal screaming.
I think Drifting Snowflake doesn't scream externally.
But he can make others scream externally.
That's his path forward.
So, Yearning, you and Redora climb up onto the building?
Yes.
And I'll go with Pom. And
everyone else is on distraction.
Yeah. Anyone who's going to spot him doing his stuff, I will try and take care of.
Nice.
Okay.
And I guess what we can do is that Tanya and Gertrude can kind of like distract the guards of being, Tanya can be like, why am I not invited? I'm from the blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I'm with the court, like that kind of thing. Fuck. If they just get, what I'm terrified of is they go do that and we just watch them get let in and we're fucked.
Yeah.
All right, so if you want, you can spend the right tool for the job to get a bomb with a fuse.
Mm-hmm.
And then I need consensus. How long is the fuse?
How long do we need? So you got to get up on the roof and have a look.
Yep.
You want to collect some evidence.
Yep.
So we're going to need, like, what, 15 minutes?
I reckon the fuse is, say, 3 minutes.
Oof.
But you don't light it. You give me five, and then you light it. So I have 8 minutes.
Is that a Dragon Ball Z 3 minutes?
I think that's a James Bond 3 minutes.
Okay.
No, it's an Ethan Hunt 3 minutes.
It's an IMF 3 minutes. Yeah.
So it is both half an hour and 20 seconds.
Okay, so Redora and Yearning both need to stealth their way up to the building to begin climbing.
Does that feel like a good amount of time?
Yeah, man. You're a spy master. I believe in you.
Come over, we're about to die.
You're both lizard Ethan Hunt right now.
Both of you reach the building without
just as
any
I'm climbing,
incident.
Just dun, 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 dun,
dun. For her size, Redora, as I remind you, is a dragonborn. She's massive, very stocky, built like a brick shit house. She moves quite quietly for her frame. And is able to not hide very well, but what she lacks in hiding, she makes up for in being very quiet.
Yes.
So the two of you get to the building unnoticed, and then are you just climbing like free solo, just with your hands?
Yeah. Do I have claws?
I don't think so. You might, though.
I have jaws.
At the very least, Redora has a grappling hook and rope with a... She throws the grappling hook and you hear it clink up on top.
Oh, I can hold my breath. Oh, that's actually quite good. I can hold my breath for 15 minutes. I'm just going to start holding my breath so I don't make noise.
Whoa, 15 minutes.
Yes.
Whoa. You only need eight.
That is Ethan Hunt stuff.
I can do the full...
Yeah.
Eat your heart out, Kate Winslet. Yeah, sucked
you
in.
You won't even need Beck Ferguson to come and save you.
Nah, I've got it.
So you're just free soloing it. So you need to make a climb check. Or athletics check, I should say. You do pretty well. Both you and Redora get up onto the building without being noticed and without any issues. You can see, sure enough, there are several skylights that light is spilling out of. And now that you're this close and with only glass in between you, you can hear the murmuring is a little bit louder now. It sounds not dissimilar to a soiree, a party almost. You could just hear many different people talking. Softly, though. Redora gestures and then like to get closer, and then the two of you creep up towards the skylight and look in.
Still holding my breath.
Both of you gaze down. The warehouse is packed. It's full.
We'd kill so many people. This is going to rock.
There's at least a couple hundred people inside.
Oh, this is so good. How many innocent?
It is, sure enough, a party. You can see everyone's wearing, it's very Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, okay.
With the notable exception of there's no orgies going on. So it's not really fun. You
not
know?
Yet. It's not really a party.
Not yet. The orgies will come.
But yeah, everyone's wearing those deep purple hoods and cloaks. And you can just kind of vaguely make out that people are wearing those medallions. They look like they're made out of, you get a bit of a better look. Mm. They look like they're made of silver. And you can see there's something pressed into them, but you're too far away to make out exactly what.
Have we seen anyone else wearing those sort of things?
Not to my recollection. I don't believe you have. No.
Great.
You can see they're just walking around. A bunch of them have, not all of them, but a bunch of them have masks on and they're chatting among themselves. You can see there are some people dressed differently. You immediately notice them as wait staff. They're moving in between the crowd with platters of hors d'oeuvres. And you can see there's a bar that's been set up and people are getting drinks and stuff like that. It's very low key, but it is, yeah, nonetheless a party. Redora issues a low, long hiss, like she's just encountered something very upsetting.
I look to her. Oh, we can speak Draconic because she's a dragonborn.
Yeah, you think she's being quiet because she doesn't want to be heard, though.
Can I
actually,
whisper?
She's probably not that. Yeah, if you whisper, it's probably fine, actually.
How long has it taken them to get to this point, to get up the roof?
It took about maybe 10 minutes at this point.
I've lit the fuse.
No.
Wasn't that the deal?
Yes.
15-minute timer.
He says he's lit the fuse. Unfortunately, you're not there to say otherwise.
I'm on the roof. Yeah, okay.
So let's go back to you, because you need to make the approach. You approach the building. I presume you're trying to do this stealthily.
I thought the climb would take like 2 minutes.
And I've got drifting there to if anyone comes trying to attack.
Oh no, we've made a bad. Oh,
get a good boy card.
Oh hell yeah.
Pom Penny.
The good boy card Tom has more time?
Wait, that's not how it happened. You reroll anything.
Oh, that's good. We should use that one.
Yeah.
So, your group with... Oh, do you want Tania and Gertrude to come with you? Gertrude is wearing heavy armor. She's not very stealthy.
Okay.
Do you want her to maybe wait as backup?
They can wait in the wings, actually.
Yeah, I think just the two
and
of
Tania
us.
And Tania as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so the two of you creep up to the building where that support beam is on the outside, very confusingly laid out.
Crazy.
There are stones here. You got really lucky. There are stones here that are loose enough that you couldn't just pull them out, but if you started whacking at them, it wouldn't take much to free them.
Yeah, I know, I know we're being stealthy, but I said to Jeffrey, I'm like, that is orange, that is. Terrible construction.
So, how are you getting this brick out? It's going to require a bit of force.
Okay.
If you want, you can use a weapon. Especially if you have a hammer.
I've got
or
a war
mace.
Hammer. Yeah.
Beautiful. Now, I'm going to give you two options.
Okay.
Use your hands to really wrench at it.
Yeah.
Quieter, but no guarantees to do it in one go.
All right.
The hammer, you're immediately breaking stealth, and you are in between sentries right now. They will spot you immediately. Mm-hmm. It will be obvious that you are attempting to cause mischief.
Yeah.
But if you use the hammer, knock one go, you're done. You can put the bomb in and frickin' leg it.
All right.
You'll be spotted.
I make eyes with drifting. I sort of indicate towards the hammer. He gives me the nod. I swing that hammer, baby.
Can we just ask quickly how many, like you say, we're in between sentries. Are there two each?
It's one on each side.
We're fine.
All right.
Let's swing. Okay. You. Tonk, knock it out, and then immediately we're going to go to initiative because both of the sentries spot you and are going to move in to stop you from doing this. The sentries are guards, like town militia, members of the town militia. No one important or anything like that, just regular old sentries.
They have kids.
But yeah, nonetheless, very
upset. Did you just ask
upset.
If they have kids?
Yeah. Okay. You couldn't possibly know that.
That's a shame.
Pom, it's your turn first. It would be, I'd say, probably no action at all to just shove the bomb in there, but it would be an action to light it.
Okay. And how far away? These sentries, they're approaching, but they're not on us yet or anything.
No,
like
it'll
that.
Take them around to get to you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I shove that bomb in then.
All right. And you're going to light it now?
Oh, wait. So I can do both.
Yeah, you can do both this turn.
Hell
that gives you 3 minutes, correct?
Yeah. Because I've been watching the clock. I'm like, this guy said 5. I think I've already given him 10. So I'm lighting it.
You shove the bomb in, light it, and you can even start moving away.
Okay, yeah, back away from that for sure. Yeah.
That's your first turn, drifting. You can hear the sss of the bomb. What do you want to do?
Well, how close are these boys at us?
So they're about a turn away from you, but you are a tabashi, and tabashi have extra movement speed. So if you wanted to, you could get to one of them and attack.
Sean, left or right, buddy?
Do you want to head towards the back or the front? The back was where the sentries letting people in were. The front was about as well guarded as this is.
Front.
So you sprint in that direction, immediately reach that guard.
Yep.
He has only just had enough time to draw a baton, and then you can attack. What do you use again?
I got a big long sword.
All right, you swing your long sword at him.
Holding it in the most fucked way imaginable.
That's a hit. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to be enough damage to kill him outright. So if you want, you do have the reroll anything card. You just rolled minimum damage. That's all. I don't know if you want to do anything about that.
You could use this roll for the next turn, which is a follow-up. If your last attack roll was a hit, you can hit automatically on your next attack against the same target.
Oh, and also, sorry, as a fighter, you have action surge, but that's once a short rest. So you got to take some time to regain that ability, but it lets you attack again or just do an action.
But I can play that now and attack again.
Yep.
And then I'll have lose a short it. Rest.
Yeah, and then you got to have a short rest to get it back.
Go for it.
Go for the. You ain't going to live long enough to need a short rest.
I'll attack again.
We're knights who pledge to wipe out evil even at the cost of our own lives.
Yeah. You hit a second time. You are a flurry. You launch with your longsword, stab him in the gut, which wouldn't normally be enough to kill him. But then with a flick of your wrist, you drag the longsword upwards and split his shoulder open. The man collapses backwards, hits the ground like a sack of potatoes, and lies very still.
Very dead?
Very dead, yes.
And I pick up his wallet, and there's a photo of his children.
Yes!
Why do you want him to have children?
No, it's a wound I have to carry now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It powers you.
For the rest of my long life.
Yeah. All right.
It's the next 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's the sentry's turn. Uh-huh. The one at the other end, rather than running towards you, actually, he needs to make a check. He fails. Rather than running towards you, he runs around the side and you hear him calling for assistance.
What a fucking coward.
You know what it reminds you of, Sean? When you've got someone lit up in Fortnite, they run away.
Fucking dogs.
Pom, it's your turn again.
All right, so he's now...
You can just make your escape.
He went around the corner.
Yeah, he's gone around the corner.
So I can't shoot him with my crossbow or anything like that?
No, you can't.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Has he seen the bomb?
Well, you don't know. They definitely heard you knocking the brick out, but you don't know if he's seen the bomb.
Are we still at 3 minutes or are we...
You're still at 3 minutes, yeah. A round of combat takes 6 seconds, so you've got 2 minutes and 54 seconds left, about 3 minutes.
You think that we're worried is they're going to defuse the bomb?
The question is, in our minds, is this bomb us ultimately winning and saving the day?
I think it's a pretty big win.
It's a big win. It takes out anyone involved in the cult inside that warehouse.
Because then you've got to ask yourself, are we all willing to die to achieve the impossible mission?
The role of the Knights of Carcery is... We wipe out evil no matter the cost.
In that case, I would say maybe we should stay and confront whoever comes out to meet us.
Yeah.
In case, because if we can run away, but they might run out after us, see the bomb, defuse it.
I think we can get a little bit of distance. Like, can I move a little bit away, but draw my crossbow
absolutely
and be ready aiming at where the direction he's running?
You
towards.
Meet Tanya and Gertrude, who were hiding maybe behind some barrels nearby. You meet with them. You see Tanya has a spell ready, and Gertrude also has a crossbow leveled at that corner, ready for combat.
Perfect.
So that's your turn, Pom. Drifting, you are at the opposite end. You can round the corner and start fighting the people around the front if you want, or you can beat your feet out of there.
I must admit, I'm very tempted to
It's nice to fight back.
Take the fight.
Yeah, and it again, is.
You text the bomb.
As you're around the corner, project your internal screaming on somebody.
Yeah. Hey, protect the bomb, and as you're around the corner to fight Sean, on the nature of daylight starts to play.
What's the radius of the bomb?
It would be very small, but enough
it's to
destroy.
It's a localized, right? It's just to knock out that load bearing.
Not big enough that, like, you'd need to be not next to it, but it... What do you need it to do?
Well, we need it to destroy the building.
It's doing that.
It's not blowing up the building. It's just blowing up that beam, and then the whole building.
And then the building will collapse like Jenga.
Like Jenga.
It's actually quite a small, controlled little like explosion.
Yeah.
Can I then just move maybe in the direction of Pom, but standing? Basically, I want to be standing in between Pom and the group, and whoever's going to run out to try and fight us.
You can try. Yeah, you could position yourself not perfectly, but as well as you can.
Yeah.
Anyone coming from the front of the building definitely is going to have to get past you, but people around the back, because just of the distance of things, people around the back are just closer to them than they are to you.
Now I'm thinking though, people are going to get out of the building to come and try and find us.
Mm. Not many.
It's I stay on my ground.
You stay where you are?
Yep.
Two sentries come from the back. One sentry comes from the front. They'd all, I guess, be armed with crossbows. And they fire. They really only can see you right now drifting. So all three of them fire at you.
I didn't realize they were going to have crossbows. I thought it was hand-to-hand combat.
The last one had a sentries, man.
You take 5 points of damage as a crossbow lands in your shoulder. You feel the pain ricochet up your neck and into the back of your head.
Okay.
Pom, it's your turn. You can see your ally is being attacked.
Yeah.
And actually, I should add the NPCs to this combat.
We're just on the roof and I don't know you've lit the bomb.
Well, you should know.
Yeah.
You told me 5 minutes.
Yeah. Is it 5 minutes when I get onto the roof? Rather than start climbing, because you would have seen me climb
up. We should have communicated this prior to you getting on the roof.
15-minute bomb?
No.
Was it a 5-minute
bomb? It was a 3-minute fuse.
Oh. Yeah. Pom, you're still first. It's your turn.
All right, so I'll put my crossbow at... So there's...
Two coming from behind, one coming from the front.
All right, I'll go one of the ones coming from behind, and I'll shoot my crossbow at them.
You fire, and your bolt impacts him dead in the chest. You see he staggers backwards a little bit, but he's not been downed. He's just been wounded. Pretty gravely, but not enough to kill him.
Okay.
Then it is Tanya's turn. You hear her muttering some words underneath her breath, and then she makes a hand like she's grasping at something. The other guard coming from around the back drops his crossbow and then starts clutching at his throat.
Yeah,
he falls
Tanya,
to his knees.
Right.
And you can tell that he cannot breathe right now.
Good. This is what we want.
Drifting, it's your turn.
How many are left?
There's still three left. One is wounded, one is suffocating, and then one is quite close to you.
Right. I go to him.
Mm-hmm.
Is my attack more powerful if it's a sword as opposed to bare hands?
It's marginally more powerful with the sword, yeah.
I really want to pop his eyeballs with my thumbs.
I mean, you can, absolutely.
I'd like to do that, please.
Okay. You've got claws, which is an unarmed strike, right?
Okay, claws.
Drifting, you mountain this guy.
Yes.
You put your claws on either side, you put what's left of your claws on either side of his head.
You have two thumbs still.
You do still have your thumbs. And you start shoving your fucking claws into this man's eyes. He's screaming as you crush his skull.
Yes.
And he falls down beneath you.
Father of three.
Father of three. That's the full Killian is the other term, I believe, used for that one.
Yes.
from 28 days later, Killian the Murphy. Full Killian.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Does anyone say that?
Well, no, I'm saying that.
Yeah, okay.
We're coining it now.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, we're scaredy boys. We watch horror movies.
We've watched that film for our podcast. It doesn't do much for me.
The full Killian.
I'm a mountain boy.
Can I say the full Killian sounds better than mountaining somebody?
I agree, but just the visual, like when you think of the mountain, you're like, oh, yeah, that was fucked.
Yeah. That was brutal.
Yeah.
Then it is the sentries' turn.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is choking. And continues to choke. But the other one, he spots Tania, who is quite clearly casting the spell that is making his companion choke, and he fires a crossbow bolt at her. She is struck in the neck.
Oh, shit. That feels bad.
Tania Gideon falls backwards, clutching at her own neck. She's coughing up blood, but with one free hand, she's maintaining the spell.
Do it, bitch, yes.
And then it is Gertrude's turn. Gertrude fires back at that sentry.
Yeah.
And that sentry goes down. She kills that sentry. There are still, presumably, the alarm is being raised.
Yeah.
And there are more sentries coming, but there is nothing that you need to do right now.
Okay. Well, there's one thing. Tania.
Right.
Is Tania alive?
Tania is alive, yeah, but she's been wounded pretty badly.
We trust her. Wow. Yeah.
Pom, it's your turn.
Yeah.
There's one sentry choking. If you beat your feet out of here, the sentries might not, even if some of these ones had noticed the bomb, any new ones might not even know about it.
Yeah.
And if you start running and they chase after you, you might completely distract them from it.
I think that's a good idea, because the only people that knew that there was, that they don't know you've placed a bomb. They just know you were doing something sus.
Yeah.
They're all dead. He's going to be like, people are out here.
Yeah.
I reckon that's one.
All right. I'm very aware that I'm trying to get here. So I'm waving my arms. I'm like really doing the biggest, widest run you've ever seen. And I'm even yelling my duck's name. Tom, do you remember my duck's name?
I don't remember your duck's
name.
Sean,
do you remember my duck's
name? I don't.
Disgraceful. I'm yelling Pumpernickel at the top of
Pumpernickel. That's one of the secret we got rid of the secret questions because the fourth thing in the room also knew our secret question.
That was the secret question.
Yeah,
That's why I wanted to see if you knew it.
That was very fun. I immediately deleted that when it became not useful because the fourth thing, that was so annoying. We came up with those code words and then we just told it to the thing because of course we did.
Yeah.
Because it was part anyway.
It's Tania's turn. Uh-huh. She lets go of her wound and it begins bleeding quite profusely. But she does it with her hands, mime snapping a neck in the air in front of her.
What a badass.
That god. His head jerks suddenly to the left. You hear a noise like a gunshot, and then he falls forwards. She turns and tries to run after you, Pom.
Shit. She's still going.
She is.
God, I'm liking it.
I hope she's on our side.
Yeah.
We are fucked if she is not.
I hope she lives.
Drifting.
No, you don't. You want everyone to die.
No, I like. That's a good move.
You got to respect that.
Yeah, I respect the shit out of that.
Yeah.
She's moving up.
Yeah.
Drifting, you see that a retreat is being made. Do you want to join?
No.
All right, you stay where you are. No new sentries have presented themselves, so would you like to go engage? Would you like to go find sentries?
I guess at this point, Drifting would have no idea of what's happening with Yearning, right?
Okay, yeah.
Can I ask, what time are we at now? What's the timer at?
In your blood loss, you might not notice. It can't have been more than a minute.
You know what? No. I've thought about this. After seeing what Tania did, I respect it. I think she's wounded. I got to fall back as well and protect the unit because we're a team.
Okay. You turn and the four of you, escape into the darkness.
That's the right number. That's the right number.
Meanwhile.
Three of you on the roof. Son of a bitch. Meanwhile, 18 of you on the roof.
All 600 of you on the roof.
Great.
Meanwhile, you yearning alone on the roof. That's worse, right?
That is so much worse.
Meanwhile, yearning, you and Redora on the roof and no one else.
Good.
Both of you hear beep, like a whistle coming from outside.
That is the distraction. I'm French now. Destruction time.
All right, so what do you do?
Oh, I want to know, though, let's rewind. Who did she see?
Oh, you follow her gaze. You can see that there is not in the middle, but in a prominent section of the warehouse, there is a raised platform. And you can see on the raised platform, there's a plinth, like a cistern that like a baby is baptized in.
Oh yeah, like those little like bowls on a altar kind of thing.
Yeah. In the bowl, there is a brackish, disgusting looking water. And every now and then it pulses, like there's something's rippling in the water. Looking at it makes you feel unpleasant, like something awful is happening. You very briefly hear screaming distantly. You look around. You're not sure where the screaming is coming from. And then look, you feel something squelch in your hands, like you just crushed something. You look down and you can see your hands are covered in blood. Then it's all normal, like nothing happened. Your hands are normal.
Where's Rodora? She's still there?
She's still here, yeah. She looks at you.
Is everything okay?
This may sound like a very strange question, but is there blood on my hands?
I see no blood.
I could have sworn I just smooshed something. What is wrong with the water? Is it making you feel bad in a way that you cannot describe or escape from?
Forget the water. Look past it.
You realize you won't even actually look at your gaze had followed where Rodora was, but it stopped on the cistern because of the way it made you feel. You look past the cistern and you can see strapped to a cross is Sir Majula the Bold.
Oh.
Okay, so she's good.
Okay.
Huh.
Mm, they've strapped up the angel.
Her upper torso is as you remember it, but her lower torso has been pulled. It's like spaghetti.
Oh, God.
She is bleeding freely down the cross, and you can see every now and then someone, like you're getting punch from a punch bowl.
Holds a glass to it. Yeah. Oh, Adam, that's fucked. You're awful. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, I guess that rules her out of your list of suspects. Oh, that is a bad way to go. Is she alive still?
You can see... you could see she's her head is lolling about.
Yeah,
alive.
So she's not. That is a bad way to go. Did you know she was innocent?
Rodora looks at you and says, "I must admit, I thought her perhaps a villain."
I have also thought of this. Yes,
I would not put it past this as a willing sacrifice, though. I suspect all until I can prove otherwise, no matter what.
That is a good way to be. Where are they sacrificing her to?
It might not even be a sacrifice, filthy cultists.
Could just be juice.
Rodora nods but says nothing.
We need to collect some evidence of what is going on here, but I do not know how to do this. What if I drew this from memory? Would that be good enough?
Your thoughts are broken again when you hear screaming and the sounds of battle, like full-on combat, like you're in the middle of a war.
Not the fight that they were in.
No, not the fight they were in. It's happening almost, the noise is happening all around you. You feel squelching underneath your hands again. Your arms suddenly feel sore and tired, like you've been fighting. You feel even the psychic soreness of your spectral arms also being tired.
Can I look around?
Your hands are covered in blood again.
Are they now fine?
You shake your head and they're fine again, but for a brief moment, you're not standing on the roof of the warehouse. You're somewhere else entirely.
Where was I?
In the middle of that fight.
I think we need to get off of this roof, Rodora. I do not think this is safe. I keep traveling to a battlefield where I am killing many people and I am fatigued from the fight. I'm worried that I will not come back from it.
You look past Rodora into the... It catches your eye. You can't look away. That cistern again. Something about the cistern, when it pulses, you feel like you're closer to whatever that is.
I think we should take a sample of the water.
If you think it important.
Because, Adam, what I'd like to do... Rodora has a rope.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mate.
I'd like to Ethan Hunt from the roof to the bowl, get a scoop, and then Ethan Hunt my way back to the roof.
That is... You're going to be spotted.
Do it anyway.
But Rodora has the grappling hook, has rope. You can... She can do this with you if you want.
You have to pull off the best disguise work you've ever done in your life.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
When the explosion goes off... How much time do we have before the roof collapses?
You don't know.
I'm thinking of using the bomb as a distraction.
Oh, okay, I see.
Oof,
I'll give you some time to think about that. Meanwhile, the four of you, Pom, Tania, Gertrude, and obviously Drifting, you are sprinting through dark back alleys. You can hear the whistle behind you, and not just one, but several whistles. They're trying to locate you. They're closing in on you. As you sprint, squelch, Drifting, you take a step not on your foot, but on your ankle.
Oh, no.
You are missing your foot.
Oh man.
Well, my turn.
You keep moving. You're going to start running now, but at you've got disadvantage to this check unless someone else wants to slow down and help you.
Adam, am I on the battlefield that he's losing his limbs on?
You don't know.
I knew not to trust you. Hungry eyes.
It's not my fault. It's the water.
So I've lost one foot at this point.
Yeah, you've lost a foot. Yeah.
Can I stop running?
If you stop running for long enough, you will just be caught.
Can you run on three?
There's multiple ways.
You're like a cat. I could probably go on three.
You could try. I would say, well, no, because you're not actually a cat. You're a tabaxi. You're a bipedal creature.
Yeah.
Damn. Running on three would be the same as us doing that.
Yeah.
Badly.
I can make it work.
I will stop, but you can't even. I'm so tiny. You can't really lean on me and keep running.
This is true.
Tania does not stop.
She's
not moving very fast
wounded.
Anyway.
Yeah.
You can see she's slowing down, actually.
I wonder if it's worth trying to hide in a building or something.
Mm.
To be honest, I really just want to plant my flag in the ground and just, this is my last stand. I'll fight whoever comes.
All right. Well, then let's play that.
But I don't think you should.
No.
This is very much the...
I've stopped. What do you say to me?
Well, I'm like, no, I will fight. So that you can escape.
No, brother, come on.
No. When I was younger and I lost the evading monsoon clan because I failed to evade a monsoon, I didn't fail to evade a monsoon. I ran away.
Oh, no.
Because I'm afraid. I am afraid of everything. I ran away from my family because I did not think I needed a family. And now I have family. And I will fight so that they can escape. All right. Run away.
All right.
I love you. I love you too.
I hug him and run.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to Sans Pants Plus members. The Further Adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.